The Great Barrier Reef, the Galapagos Islands, the Great Wall of China, these are all geographic treasures, internationally recognized by UNESCO as World Heritage Sites. A nonprofit in Canada wants to add the Salish Sea to that list. More from 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
The Nanaimo-based group Salish Sea Trust has been gathering signatures and letters of support from government officials for the past year. They're petitioning Canada's Parks Agency to include the Salish Sea on its list of places for consideration as World Heritage Sites. Laurie Gourlay has been leading the campaign. He says the UNESCO status would help protect this unique ocean environment that's home to some 3,000 species and the 10,000-year-old indigenous Salish culture. But he says it's not binding.
It's really one of moral suasion. There's no governance offered by the UNESCO World Heritage Site designation. It is a recognition of the value of the place, and the government at the federal level signs on and says, yes, they're going to protect that area to that standard.
If it's ever under threat, interested parties can appeal to UNESCO for help, but there's more give and take than with many other kinds of protection. Gourlay says the recent news that the U.S. will withdraw from UNESCO at the end of next year is a blow to the Salish Sea efforts. Roughly 40% of the sea is in Washington state, and the trust had hoped for support and cooperation. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.